Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can catch us anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search the Rob O'Donnell Show. Again, anywhere in the nation on that Odyssey app. And our smart speakers, just tell it to play WILK News Radio anywhere, any place, anytime, and you'll hear us live. It is 410, 54 degrees on this Wednesday, October 22nd, 2024. And it's always a pleasure to bring on Gabriella Hoffman. She's the director of Independent Women's Center for Energy and Conservation. Gabriella, thanks for joining the Rob O'Donnell Show today.
It's good to be back. Thank you for having me.
So you guys at Independent Women Forum did an investigative report on universities indoctrinating future business leaders with ESG ideology. Do you want to explain to the listeners what ESG ideology is?
Yes. So ESG stands for Environmental, Social, and Governance Investing. The idea first came about from the United Nations 20 years ago in a report that they offered as a way to address kind of the excesses of capitalism or free enterprise, their response, what the United Nations response to free enterprise is. So in those 20 years since it's evolved and been out there, floated around, we've seen organizations like the Business Roundtable adopt a change in their mission in 2019, saying we have to move away from shareholder value to stakeholder value. And a business's modus operandi and mission is to maximize earnings for their shareholders and to satisfy their customers, not to appease all of society. And so this thinking has trickled into ESG investing, where you're prioritizing non-financial criteria in investments. And as we have recorded at the center, those investments, those ESG funds, 401ks, any derivative of financial investment that has ESG criteria or is invested at the behest of ESG does not do well, and it leads to a loss of money. And people's pensions and different other in financial investments not doing so well. So they're trying to bring that failed investment strategy, which the private sector is reassessing, keeping that in-house also in universities. So as this also rose in the private sector, a little bit in the former Biden administration, they were doing ESG through executive orders in universities. It all has just kind of proliferated, but we haven't seen that same scrutiny to ESG courses in business schools, and that is what our investigation spotlighted.
And what this is, a lot of people have seen the turnaround from businesses with their failed experiments in what you're talking about here, reverse course and change it and take that sort of stuff out of their manuals or their policies or the way they do business. But what you're saying here is they're going a step further, where they're going to universities like the University of Pennsylvania, right here in our backyard, Georgetown University, Harvard Business School, University of California, Berkeley, where they're teaching this to the next generation executive, the next generation leaders in these business. So it's basically embedded in the way they do things. Am I hearing that right?
Absolutely. Largely because business school is learning about theoretics, and there is some real world application if the business students decide to do an apprenticeship, internship, fellowship, what have you. But they're mostly learning about theoretical stuff. They're not actually working in business. And especially in the last probably 5 to 10 years, that's what we have seen a lot of them do. So when they graduate and perhaps they're getting their first taste of private sector experience, if they've been inculcated with kind of this wokeism as it relates to environmentalism, social values, and ESG, and governance relates to corporate board structures. The E in ESG is for climate policies net zero, and S is for DEI, CRT, and the like. So it's kind of an amalgamation of all these thinking into this one acronym. And so, yes, they are learning, you know, kind of this leftist view of business, which doesn't really exist. Business is supposed to be very even keeled. It's not supposed to be partisan. Yeah, there are conservative business owners, and we have seen kind of a conservative response, but it's a backlash to ESG and kind of this woke investing. However, businesses should be neutral. Their goal is to sell products. Their goal is to, you know, maximize shareholder value, not stakeholder value. You're not supposed to be pleasing people who don't shop or hire you for different services. And that's what Budweiser and a lot of other companies realized when they were engaging in ideas or strategies that ran counter to their mission statement or their bottom line. They lost a lot of money, especially Budweiser. That was a big case study of what not to do. And so these universities still haven't taken the public's response, the market response to all this ESG derivatives, ESG posture. They still are double downing. The universities still haven't really felt any, you know, backlash because they're very insulated. A lot of them have endowments where even if they were to have federal money stripped of them, they still have a lot of private funding, which puts into question, why are they getting federal funding if they can sustain themselves privately? That's another question there. But yes, the universities are teaching them that your goal is to go in there, shake things up, and ruin the order of business and make it more political. When business is supposed to be non-political and satisfying customers and the customer base and the shareholders.
Yeah, the bottom line is economics falls down to mathematics. I mean, the basis of all economics is mathematics, and that's nonpartisan. And unless you follow those principles, you're bound to fail. I mean, you can have your leanings, you can have the way you do business or the way you interact with people, but the bottom line is still, you know, the markets and the mathematics behind economics.
Absolutely. That's why we've seen a pendulum shift, perhaps with the advent of President Trump's reelection to office, with public or private sector and even the public sector moving away from this political posture and policies and framework to that of nonpartisan, objective, impartial, and the like, especially in the private sector. Now they realize, like, you're losing millions, billions of dollars in customers or in shareholder value just to appease.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
A small bunch of people who don't even buy your product. So you're going to latch your whole, let's say, reputation on activists who don't care about you, who just want to destroy you. With the case of energy companies, a lot of them were going big on net zero. They were saying that even big oil conglomerates are saying, we're going to phase out or severely limit our emissions, which means we're going to, like, eventually phase ourselves out, which as an oil and gas company, you can't do. You wouldn't exist if your goal is to phase yourself out, maybe delay it by 10 years if you abide by net zero standards. So even oil and gas companies, as we had observed, were kind of setting themselves up for failure by going along with this. And so eating the crocodile last is not going to spare you from the rest of a lot of these climate activists and climate investors. And so that is why it's refreshing to see this 180, complete 180 here. So the private sector has understood this because of trial and error. But the universities, because it's largely theoretical and not so much of a real world application, they haven't. They have the luxury of doing this and going into, let's say, this exploration even more. But what you learn in the university doesn't necessarily transfer to the real world. Before I became independent women center director full-time, I was running a freelance business full-time for the better part of 7 to 8 years. And I didn't go to business school. I learned how to deal with clients. I set up my own contracts. I had great losses, some big profits and all that. So you learn as a business owner, whether big or small, how to conduct business. And I wouldn't have learned that had I gone to the classroom. So I really worry that these next generation of, let's say, corporate executives, or even those who want to be self-employed, might not be set up for the right conditions to thrive in the private sector.
Yeah, again, we're speaking to Gabriella Hoffman. She's the director of Independent Women's Center of Energy and Conservation. And this is a blueprint that we've seen. You know, I deal primarily with law enforcement and that avenue. And we've seen this with them with the Defund the Police movement, which they realized was only temporary. You know, you change administrations, you change leadership, chiefs change, mayors change, and it's very quick to turn around. Well, then they went to funding the DAs to switch them and get like-minded DAs in office who would go into a district attorney's office and fire hundreds of assistant district attorneys who had the same kind of political leanings as they did, the same kind of criminal justice vision that they did. And even if the DA changed in 4 years or 8 years, whatever that was, you had an entire office that was embedded with this mentality, this DNA that what you're telling me here is they're doing to the next business leaders, which is going to turn into, you know, bailouts based on the backs of the taxpayers, companies failing, energy failing, or not keeping up with the world demand that we're seeing.
That's especially true, and especially as AI data centers, more energy and the like, and derivatives are consumed, because the advent of artificial intelligence data centers and just this rising electricity demand has really put into question a lot of these climate-first policies of phasing out fossil fuels, of even foregoing nuclear, which is, if you're looking for a replacement in the end, that's going to be the perfect substitute, ideally, if everything can work in its favor. But pivoting the economy away from what is reliable and working and keeps our lives convenient and very privileged and wonderful, you know, fossil fuel derivatives too, to pivoting away to solar and wind 100% that don't even have derivatives, aside from not working only a fraction of the time. They only work 25-35% of the time, respectively. People realize that's going to have catastrophic economic implications. It'll have catastrophic grid implications. And the worst of it all, it doesn't impact the environment positively. You're only going to reduce emissions by a fraction of a percent, 0.2% degrees Celsius at best, if you were to decarbonize your economy. So everyone is recognizing we can still have a good environment, all while maintaining what we have and shoring up more domestic production of reliable energy, not subsidized energy that the government picks winners and losers about.
And here in Pennsylvania, just in our listening area here, there's plans for multiple data centers in our area, and energy is a big main concern. Just south of us, you know, you have Microsoft and Amazon tapping into the power plant down there to, again, fire up one of the reactors at the nuclear power plant just to solely power those systems for, I believe it was Microsoft down there. So we are seeing that turn here in Pennsylvania while that conversation is going on.
It's true, and I think you're going to even see the discussion about AI data centers, not just simply powering for companies, big tech companies like Microsoft and the like. It's going to be expanded to wider ratepayers because everyone wants to see their electricity prices go down. And there is some perhaps legislation that might move through the states. I've been tipped off to some where there's going to be more competition for the grids, where these companies will likely have to, front the bill themselves, not put the burden on ratepayers. So there's a conversation happening about kind of deregulating electric grids as well. So we might see some legislation, perhaps in Pennsylvania and elsewhere, from some of the reading that I've seen in the Wall Street Journal and elsewhere. New Hampshire just passed a bill like this. And so there is an opportunity where ratepayers, companies, and the like will all be satisfied as we address this growing electricity demand need.
Well, that's a major conversation here in our area on a weekly basis here, Gabriella. Like I said, there's over two dozen data centers that are in the planning works here, now where they're looking for sites and talking to communities, and townships are making their zoning laws to either advocate or prevent these from going in residential areas based on their water usage, our natural resources, and the electric grid that can handle it or not, with possibly providing their own power source. So that conversation is definitely well open here. So we hope you have you back with some updates on that in the future.
Absolutely. I would love to come back on. Thank you.
Gabriella, if my listeners want to follow the work you do and Independent Women's Forums does, how can they do that?
Absolutely. Head over to our website, independentwomen.com. We have just kind of done a little bit of a rebrand. We're still the same organization working hard to put these issues out there. But we just released a new energy abundance report where we slightly touch on the AI component, but we talk about reliable, abundant, secure energy. If your listeners are interested, we think it would be of worthwhile interest to them to read it. So it's free and available to see a new report from yours truly and a couple of my other staff members who helped me put it out there. So energy abundance report, definitely read it if you're interested.
And again, the Independent Women's Forum, I've been following you guys for a few years now. I've spoken at some of your events, a top shelf organization, and I appreciate you coming on to share this investigative report with us.
Absolutely. Anytime.
All right, Gabriella, you have a great day. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. Good to talk to you again.
All right.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.